Hello everyone, Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we are on What is the Christ and Lesson 278.
Christ is God's Son as He created Him. He is the self we share, uniting us with one another and with God as well. He is the thought which still abides within the mind, that is His source. He has not left His holy home, nor lost the innocence in which He was created. He abides unchanged forever in the mind of God.
Christ is the link that keeps you one with God, and guarantees the separation is no more than an illusion of despair, for hope forever will abide in Him. Your mind is part of His, and His of yours. He is the part in which God's answer lies, where all decisions are already made and dreams are over. He remains untouched by anything the body's eyes perceive. For though in Him His Father placed the means for your salvation, yet does He remain the self who, like His Father, knows no sin.
Home of the Holy Spirit and at home in God, does Christ remain at peace within the heaven of your holy mind? This is the only part of you that has reality and truth. The rest is dreams. Yet will these dreams be given unto Christ, to fade before His glory and reveal your holy self, the Christ, to you at last.
The Holy Spirit reaches from the Christ in you to all your dreams and bids them come to Him to be translated into truth. He will exchange them for the final dream, which God appointed as the end of dreams. For when forgiveness rests upon the world and peace has come to every son of God, what could remain to keep things separate? For what remains to see except Christ's face?
And how long will this holy face be seen, when it is but the symbol that the time for learning now is over, and the goal of the atonement has been reached at last? So, therefore, let us seek to find Christ's face, and look on nothing else. As we behold His glory, will we know we have no need of learning, or perception, or of time, or anything except the holy, true self, the Christ whom God created as His Son. What is the Christ?
Lesson 278. If I am bound, my Father is not free. If I accept that I am a prisoner within a body, in a world in which all things that seem to live appear to die, then is my Father prisoner with me. In this do I believe, when I maintain the laws the world obeys, must I obey. The frailties and the sins which I perceive are real and cannot be escaped. If I am bound in any way, I do not know my Father or my true self, and I am lost to all reality. For truth is free, and what is bound is not a part of truth.
Father, I ask for nothing but the truth. I have had many foolish thoughts about myself and my creation, and have brought a dream of fear into my mind. Today, I would not dream. I choose the way to you instead of madness and instead of fear. For truth is safety, and only love is sure. Lesson 278, if I am bound, my Father is not free. I want to say to you, Ada, that today when we were reading in the What is the Christ part, the Holy Spirit reaches from the Christ in you to all your dreams and bids them come to Him to be translated into truth. For me, you have really helped me translate some of my fears into truth, just just through this podcast this week.
Oh, wow. Because
you're questioning, do we still have the luxury to think in these old ways? And again, the disclaimer is not if you are going through a very, very active hurting time. We're not talking about that. We're talking about these old wounds that we keep rehashing and rehashing and rehashing and rehashing. And if they haven't come up for healing before, we need to look at them. But if they have come up for healing and we have done our healing work, but yet we're trying to hold on to just this habit of seeing things from the egoic space instead of the Holy Spirit space, what you have done for me is like yesterday, if a thought would come into my mind that would have taken me down the road to a negative place, I said, wait, do I have the luxury on lesson 277 day to think this way? Because I know I've already been witnessed 3, 4, 5, 10 times. I've already shared this with the folks that are important to me. I've already done my healing work. I've already even felt peace around this situation. But then I frequently then would bring it back. So yesterday I would think, no, I'm not going to bring it back to that hurting space. And our discussions have really helped me. So
isn't
thank
it
you.
Amazing how today's lesson lines up with all of that?
It is.
Because if we're going back to those old wounds, we see ourselves as bound.
We do. And that's what, you know, I thought, gosh, you know, we do keep ourselves as prisoner. If I accept that I am prisoner within a body in a world in which all things that seem to live appear to die, then is my father prisoner with me? And this do I believe when I maintain the laws the world obeys, must I obey? So like what that says to me is that I have to think the way the world thinks, that I have to keep myself bound.
In addition to what the world thinks, it's also the laws that we made. We don't have to be bound to those either. We don't have to be bound to our old ways of thinking. We don't have to be bound to our old perceptions of ourselves. Because even this idea of right perception and wrong perception, or right-minded and wrong-minded. Right-minded and right perception are perceiving from love. And love is the way is on our mind, you know, Holy Spirit thought system. Where wrong perception and wrong-mindedness are when we keep on and continuing with the thought and the belief that we are no longer as God created us. If anything that's not love is what we're thinking, then we're bound to that idea that we are no longer as God created us.
What's helped me, really, like what helped me yesterday when I would have this awareness, like, oh, do I really have the luxury to be thinking this on lesson 277 day? And then I brought myself, I didn't have my book with me all the time, but this, like each day, this is from the first lesson in this section. Each day, each hour, every instant, I am choosing what I want to look upon. And it's to really have that firmly in my mind is each day, each hour, every instant, I am choosing what I want to look upon. Yeah. And the want there is pretty, I have the words I am choosing circled in my book, but right now I'm going to circle what I want because it really, that to me also speaks of choice. Like I want to see this way or I want to see that way. I want to see with the Holy Spirit thought system, or I want to keep with my idolatry on the stuff that's already, I've already seen peace. And then I'd say, no, yes, I liked the peace, but I want to go back to feeling miserable.
And that's not a good way to live. Well, no. It's not enjoyable. Maybe I want to say enjoyable.
Well, it's also, you can't be fully present for anyone else when you do that.
Or yourself, because you got work to do. You know, remember our lesson it's actually not a lesson. It's the first, it's the what is of what is the world, which is we must save the world. You got work to do. If you're listening to this, you got work to do. Not in this negative way of, oh, you gotta hustle and grind, but it's like you got something so important to add to the world. You don't have time to go backwards. Like, when we're saying we must save the world, I think we can take these ideas, not lighthearted, what's the word? Well, not as seriously as they're meant.
Like they apply to other people, but not to us?
Not so much that, but more of this idea that, like, we don't let them sink in. Like, we read we must save the world, but then we don't allow that really to be what it says.
I think that's, do you want to know why I think that is? Because I think we don't see ourselves as pure and holy as who we truly are. Like, if we really felt as though what the Course is saying is true about us, we would live differently. We would think differently. We would act differently. But it's when we're not really coming at our coursework and truly applying it to all of us, then it seems, I mean, that's been my experience, because it's been 7 years that I've read We Must Save the World. And
have you ever thought that you're a part of saving the world?
Well, if I were to change that, I must save the world. I must save the world seems like, how would I say this?
You are far too content with your littleness.
Yes. We're like, what, me? And then my egoic self goes to, well, that just kind of sounds weird, you know, and that's.
Does it really sound weird? Just go online to whatever news site is your favorite one. I don't care which one it is. Look at that world and tell me it doesn't need saving. Just look at it. Doesn't matter what country you're in. Doesn't matter what city you live in. Doesn't matter what hemisphere or continent. Look at whatever news site you want and look at and tell me the world does not need saving.
And by saving, the way the Course teaches it is, it's recognizing like for me, all forgiveness is self-forgiveness, is to bring forgiveness into my life so that I can really come from this place as my son is pure and holy as myself, as we were talking about yesterday.
And act like it.
2 days ago. And act like it, yes.
Or live like it.
And think like it.
And be like it. Because we can say, oh, we must save the world. We can say, oh, yes, oh, these are just so beautiful, beautiful lessons. All the stuff I've said and done over the last years of studying A Course in Miracles. But the difference comes when you let it soak in and be reality and truth. Because these aren't just, if I am bound, my father's not free. That's nice. That makes sense.
Like lackadaisical sort of?
Yeah, or just like, but if I am bound, if I'm stuck in my ego thought system and it's like the same old, you know what, day in and day out, if I don't see that I have something to add, not in an arrogant way, this is actually humility because it's coming, if this God is saying, I created you and you have something you got to do in your life.
Mm-hmm. We all have a function.
Yeah, we all have a function, all of us. And so if I'm just like, well, if I am bound, my father's not free, OMG, I got something to do. Mm-hmm. This is like...
And I don't have to figure that out myself. I turn my whole life over and I am guided to whatever that is. But as Michael Myrdad says, God can't use weak people.
Yeah.
God can't use people who see themselves as small. God can't use people that are content with their littleness.
Right. And who wants to be bound? Who wants to not, like, we there's so much. You go to any self-help section in the bookstore, whatever bookstore, there is so much about being your true self, so much about being authentic. Well, let's do it. Let's be our authentic selves, which are as God created us. Let's do it. Let's not be bound. Bound is boring. We've done it. We've done it for so long, and the world needs saving. And the only way it can be saved is if more and more people make the shift from fear to love.
Right, right. So today our prayer is, Father, I ask for nothing but the truth, and I have had many foolish thoughts about myself and my creation. So those are the littleness things that we, the littleness that we,
yeah,
that we focus on, and have brought a dream of fear into my mind. Today I would not dream. So like that is the coolest line. And then again, where my mind goes is, today I will not dream. Really? I could have a whole day and not dream? And based on how you're showing up this week is like, well, of course you could have a day where you don't dream. You could have a day where you really see yourself as who you truly are.
Yeah, really. And I'm someone who I'm competitive, but more so competitive versus myself. Like, I want to continually try to be better than what I've shown up as before. Like, I want to beat myself, not physically, but like, I want to, if I have a standard, I want to do better than that.
So would you say you're willing to, another way to say that would be you're willing to see yourself differently?
Yeah, but it's more of this competitive thing. It's like, I don't want to settle for less than I've already done.
The only thing that comes up for me when I hear that is, so who's judging this? Is it your ego? Because how can you judge how you're showing up if you haven't, you know, if it's like a competitive thing within yourself, within what of yourself? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes, but it's something you always taught me when I was a kid. Like, once you do something, you can't go back. Like, if when I was a kid and you taught me to make my bed, once I made my bed, I couldn't go back to not making my bed. I couldn't see myself as someone who can't make their bed anymore. Once I learned something, I couldn't then, like, if I got, say, an A in algebra or something, and I know the material, I couldn't then go back and settle for the B. If I learned how to ride a bike, it's like then I had to know I ride the bike and I can't go backwards from that. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And that's, yes.
So once.
Yes, you've taught that. You taught that to me. And I found it very valuable because it's like I can't, if I achieve something, anything less than the same achievement is backwards. And I don't want to go backwards.
So like a few days ago.
And not out of fear. I just want to, and that's not like, oh, if I go backwards, there's something wrong with me. This is like, no, I know I can do this. And I'd be settling if I went backwards. I would be letting myself down.
You would be bound.
I would be bound if I went backwards. I'd be letting myself down.
And that's where we really do get to letting go of the idols that we talked about before. Remember, let me not bind your son with laws I made. Well, you were talking to me just yesterday. Gosh, that seems like a long time ago, but just yesterday. And that was very helpful, because once we've had healing and once we've also experienced this other lesson that's just been so great for me this during this time is lesson 273, the stillness of the peace of God is mine. Once we allow that stillness of the peace of God in, then we don't want to say, well, no, I don't have it, because we do have it.
Yeah. Once we go forward, we don't go back.
Right. Once I know that there's a split, that I have a split mind, I don't go back to not understanding that there's two voices that I could choose from.
You can't.
Once I've learned that this is what the ego thought system sounds like and shows up as, and this is what the voice for love sounds like and shows up as, I can't go back and say, I don't know the difference.
Yeah. You'd be letting yourself down. I could make it bigger and say you'd be letting the sonship down, but we'll leave that for another day.
Well, but that's really where we want to get to. And that's,
it is,
you know, like
it is, it really is.
How many days ago was it is, you know, like I've learned the more Eastern philosophy of dedicating your spiritual practice to the aggregate,
yeah,
to the collective.
Yeah.
Right.
We were doing 271 or 272.
Right. Where, you know, when we dedicate our practice, we're dedicating it to putting it in course words. We're dedicating it to the sonship. I personally am just flirting with that idea of dedicating my practice to the sonship. Like, I've never thought about it until we did this time.
I think you can only dedicate, and this will be the last thing since we are out of time. I think when you are willing to dedicate it, you have to also see that you have an important part in it.
Yes. I will fulfill my part in God's plan for salvation.
Right. Right. Not just a part, my part.
Happy practicing lesson 278. If I am bound, my Father is not free. Now remember, tomorrow is the second to the last day. Ada will be reading for us. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to kind of plan when you listen to the podcast where you can settle in, close your eyes, and listen to the entire What is the Christ, just want to make sure, just a little reminder that that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
See you tomorrow.